Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we've got a wonderful guest today, somebody that I know I'm a big fan of and was rooting for her when she was on American Idol. But before I introduce our guest, I'm going to say hi to my co-anchor, Ali Stagnita. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Bonnie. Yes, we're so excited to have our special guest here today. She's so talented. She's ushering in a new season of music for herself. And so we're really excited to talk to her about it. And guys, as always, remember to tune in every Monday for new guests on the podcast and subscribe so you get that notification. Bonnie, I will let you introduce our special guest here today.
Okay, so everybody, I know you are going to be as excited as I am to hear from her and to hear all about her new music. Everybody, welcome American Idol season 16 winner, Maddie Poppy. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course, we're thrilled to hear that you had new music and that you were going to be available to talk, because we have been wanting to know what you're up to. We're such big fans. And you've got this new single that is so cool. I just love it. And it's a new sound, and it's called The One That Got Away. And I'd love you to tell us what inspired you to write this, because it's a change really in your musical style. I think we were sort of thinking of you as more folksy, and this is not folksy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you. I was doing a lot of that, like you said, folksy kind of stuff. And for my first album, I got to write with all kinds of people and producers and stuff. And so that's kind of why I named it Whirlwind, because it was just all over the place in genre, in style, and everything. So, but that ended up being a positive, because there were some things on there that I thought, like, for example, I have a song on there called Take It Out On You. And I was unsure I wanted to release that song, but it ended up being the style that I'm kind of chasing now. So that's kind of how it all got started.
What in terms of The One Who Got Away, it's got like really interesting lyrics, and we will talk about the video in a couple of minutes, but what did you mean, and what were you inspired by in saying when you called it The One Who Got Away?
I wrote this about my friend who was going through a tough breakup at the time. And, we had a lot of long talks about it, and it kind of came out of the blue. And I just kept thinking, like, he's such a fool for breaking up with her. So it was originally inspired by that, but then it kind of turned into, a lot of different things. I think it can relate to anything, like, career, relationships, anything.
Mm-hmm. And I know we want to get to talking about the video too, but when it comes to writing this new season of music for you, where are you looking at inspiration? Like within your own life? I love that you're looking at your friends. What can we like expect to be hearing?
I've got a bunch. It's pretty much just an all new sound that I'm really excited about. And it's definitely in the vein of this single that I just put out. Mm-hmm. It's totally different than the Maddie Poppy that, was released music 2 years ago. So,
wow.
How would you describe the new sound?
I would describe it as sort of an acoustic R&B, if that makes sense. I admit that might be odd, but that's kind of what I describe it as.
Well, your voice just sounds like amazing in it. The range, it's so clear. Like your voice is so beautiful. And this song really, I think, takes advantage of your range. Now you did a video, which is really fun to go along with it. And everybody can listen to your song and they can see your video at maddiepoppy.com. And you've got it featured, front and center there. And it shows you, well, first of all, tell everybody about your physical change for this.
Well, you mean my look?
Yeah.
Yeah. I dyed my hair black a couple of years ago, and I haven't wanted to go back blonde since. So that's kind of that's kind of why I stuck with that. But I don't know. I feel like when I was on the show, I didn't have a lot of time to think about my style, like my clothing, my fashion, my hair and stuff, because that was kind of being done for me. And so I didn't really think twice about it. But then when I really had, I've really had some time to think about that and really channel that in. So I feel like that's changed quite a bit too.
Well, so there you are, you're in the new video and you've got your dark hair and you're getting arrested and you're being hauled into prison. Like, well, how did you come up with this idea for the video and what are you arrested for? Like, there's no hint of what your crime is.
That is so funny. Actually, my boyfriend Caleb came up with that show or came up with that that idea. That was all him. We originally had a different idea and then he was like, you know what, you should just go all in on this jail scene. And so we did. And I know it's a little like mysterious, I guess. I don't really know what I was arrested for. I kind of left that up to the viewer.
Well, clearly it was a big crime because the cops are like really after you. And in the end, you're front page news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I went to prison. So it's not like I was just staying overnight one night.
Right. Well, I feel like, to me, what it kind of represented was like taking you away from like how we knew you and when we were first introduced to you and your music on Idol and kind of like getting into this new era of Maddie Poppy and what we can expect. That was how I read into it.
Yeah, well, good. That's, yeah. There was definitely some of that I was hoping people would take away. But, I kind of leave it up to the viewer to decide how to interpret stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, speaking of Caleb, he seems to have played a couple of different roles in the video too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He pretty much does it all: writing, directing, acting, singing. He's pretty good at everything.
And arresting you.
That's right.
Wait. So tell us a little bit about just how your, like, as your music's developed, like how your relationship with him has developed too. You guys met on Idol. You've been dating since. How have things been?
Yeah, things have been great. Things have been great. Definitely, like, we've been with each other 4 years now, and so we've seen everything that's happened since the show, and we've been with each other through it all. And it's it's definitely a bumpy road, but it has been a lot of fun, and I'm just so happy to have him here with me, through it all. It's so helpful to have somebody that you love and care about you and love you just as much.
Yeah, the both of you are so sweet on your Instagrams, like showing each other and talking about how much you love each other. And you know, it's that season of Idol. I mean, it produced two serious romances that, and you're both still together because Gabby and Kate are now married and they're expecting their second child, and you and Caleb are still together. What was in the air there at Idol?
You know what? That's a good question. I wonder the same thing. And every year I'm like, is it going to happen again?
Right. Now I always wonder if anybody's in a relationship too. I'm like,
me too.
Are they dating? What's going on behind the scenes?
I know. We
totally,
all
were, me too.
We all thought like maybe Fritz and Leah were a couple.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. From this
and then Maddie, are you guys in touch ever with Gabby and Cade?
You know, we've tried. I think they're very, very busy. But yeah, so we don't really stay in touch. Just because I think, we're both pretty busy, but, and we're in totally different, worlds musically. So our paths don't even cross, you know?
Yeah.
Are you in touch with any of the other, American Idol contenders that you met then?
Yeah, for sure. I keep in touch with a lot of people. Marcio Donaldson, who is on our season. We talk to Katie Turner every now and then. Garrett Jacobs is one of our closest friends. Let's see. I've talked with Michael Woodard a little bit. Yeah, I mean, a lot of those journey too. I mean, I think that are Noah Davis too. Sorry, I guess I could go on all day, but yeah, there's a lot of people who we still keep up with, and I think those relationships hopefully will always be there.
Well, you're from Iowa. I'm not sure where Caleb is from, but in terms of you're both living in Nashville, right? And did you move in together in Nashville?
Yeah, so we're not like officially moved in together, but he's got a place in Nashville and I spend a lot of time there. And with this new chapter, I've been writing a lot there. I've been doing all of my writing there. So it's been good to spend time together down there, and also to meet a lot of industry people down there too.
Right. Yeah, that's such a hub. Did you record the one that got away in Nashville as well?
You know, One That Got Away was, I think, my last song I did in LA. I don't know how much more I'm going to be doing out there, just because I never get out there. But yeah, that one was done in LA.
When you started writing for this new album, did you tap into like any different type of mindset from when you were writing your other stuff, or was it really just like the beats and the notes and like the background music that is different?
Yeah. I guess on my last album, I wasn't a writer on every single song, and that was something that I was fine to like swallow my pride on. But like this time around, I want to be a writer on every song, and I felt like on my last album, everybody was writing for me and trying to tell my story in their voice. But this time around, I really want it. I think it's important for me to say it, you know, and for me to like express myself and just be as involved as I can in the creative process.
And now you're on tour, right? You're in the middle of a tour, and the tour is going until October. Is that correct?
Yep. Well, there's a few breaks here and there, but pretty much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
And where are you touring in general, so our listeners can know if they should you know, go, like, they can see all your tour dates on your website, again, maddiepoppy.com. So, but in general, like, where are you going to be? So they know, oh, I got to look, go and see if she's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm doing a few dates in Iowa, and then I'm heading to the West Coast. So I'm going out to Seattle, Portland, LA, I think San Diego, San Francisco, Phoenix, Denver. I think I'm going to be in Denver. They kind of keep getting added every day. So, but yeah. Yeah. So it's look for your city.
And when you're touring and you're like, how do you feel about performing in front of crowds?
I have a lot of fun with that. It's, you know, it can be tiring day after day, like, you know, going to another city, traveling and trying to get it all together. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's so much fun.
And you get a lot of energy from your fans?
For sure. I mean, yeah, there's days where I'm like, you know, not feeling the greatest or just maybe feeling kind of down. And it all changes when I go out there and see that, you know, just see the people who showed up to support me and just, you know, the difference that music can make, I guess.
How do you and Caleb manage that, the distance of the tour? Because you're going to be on tour for several months.
You know, actually, he's with me right now on this tour. And for this leg, he's with me. I don't know that he's going to be coming with me to the West Coast, but he's been so helpful and so great on this run.
Because he also is performing and pursuing his own career, right?
That's right. Yep.
Will he be featured on the album at all? Does he help with background or things like that? Obviously, he has helped with the creative a little bit.
Yeah, we wrote one song together. I'm not sure if it's going to be on the album, but we definitely want to write again together soon. We don't always, you know, when we're together, we don't always focus on like music, but
right.
But I think that's something we want to dive into.
Mm-hmm. And then when you guys, like, what do you do for fun? What do you, like, what are your, like, date nights? Like, where, like, when you're off, not working, what do you guys like to do?
We like to sit on the couch and watch Dexter or, like, Love Island, Love is Blind. We like those reality shows.
Love that.
Well, yeah, I guess you found love on a reality show.
That's right. So I know it's real.
You know it's real. You know it definitely is unscripted.
Exactly.
Now, in terms of you, so the one that got away, this is your first single for an album that's going to be coming. When can we expect a full album?
You know, I think right now I'm just going to be putting out singles here and there, but I hope to have a full album probably within the next year, I'm hoping so.
Is it less important today, really, in this new world, to have albums? You know, you're selling music, you're selling your singles, you're touring. Is that, it used to be all about albums, but is that a less important thing in the business today?
I have been told yes. And I agree with that because, you know, streaming is just huge now. And that's pretty much everybody consumes music that way. And right. So, you know, it's not like you can, even if you had a CD, you know, or, you know, an album, I think with so much technology too, people's attention spans are so much shorter, and so I think you can grab their attention with like one song at a time,
right?
So yeah, I mean, I definitely think that albums are like less kind of, I don't want to say a thing of the past, but just like not what everybody's focusing on anymore.
Right.
I feel like it's like the same with radio too. I was chatting with somebody the other day and it's like, why focus on radio play anymore when really who's listening to the radio these days, like streaming,
absolutely,
ticket sales, merch, like that's where the focus is now.
Yeah. It's crazy because 2 years ago, I was with my record label going on a radio tour, and it was that was a big deal. And it's just like, man, in two years, it can change that much. That's just, it's crazy. And now with TikTok, it's like, it's evolving every day. So crazy. It's a lot to get used to. Like, and I've not even been in this industry 5 years really. And so I can't imagine being in this for, 25 years. And then all of a sudden TikTok comes along and now it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to relearn everything.
Right. Exactly. Now I want to ask you, you were the last female winner of American Idol. And since then, I think it's been three guys have won and they're mostly in the country genre. And even when you won, you were the first female winner since season 12. Why do you feel like it seems to be harder for women to win Idol?
I think there's a very specific demographic with Idol. And I think that shows year after year, just if I'm being completely honest, because if I'm being totally honest here, like there are people who were on my season who could outsing me and I thought they were way cooler, way better, way like just had the whole package, had more of an artist sense about them. But, maybe they were in a genre that maybe, the demographic of American Idol isn't super into. And so, I think it all comes down to that. I truly do. And as much as I'd love to say like, oh yeah, you want to think that like, well, the winner of American Idol was the best one. You want to think that, but I don't think that's true at all. I think it just comes down to taste with that. And it's a very specific audience. And I think that we see that season after season with, who the top five are.
So do you think it's the country genre that is just like the fan base for Idol is just more focused on country genre?
Yeah, I think that for sure. I think that they enjoy country music a lot. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to say like exactly what, but it's definitely like a certain type of music,
Right. Cause look at, you were kind of like folksy, but you crossed over into country, and then Caleb was number two, and Gabby Barrett, was she three or four? You're all country.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and I think it like dates back to when Carrie won and that like turned the tides of everything. And I remember when Carrie won, that everyone thought Bo Bice was going to win. Like, I remember getting in a fight with my parents being like, Carrie's gonna win. And they were like, Allie, no, like Bo Bice, like, come on. Like, the population actually isn't gonna vote for country music. And she won. And I think that the tides kind of turned going forward after that. And that fans became, fans of the show were country fans. Because she came from
For sure. I think that has a lot to do with it, for sure.
I never will forget that I voted for her the maximum number of times that I was allowed to vote.
That is so funny that you got in a fight with your parents about that. That's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
When you, after you won Idol, you had, I guess, a record deal, and that didn't work out. Like, just tell us a little bit about, you had some trials and tribulations, because it's sort of good for like advice for, people who want to be in the industry. Like, you persisted, but it was tough.
Yeah, it's a very tough industry. And I learned that every single day. It's like, nobody does it for you. You've got to do it for yourself. And it's hard. It's very hard because there's no rule book, In almost a lot of other careers, there's a way to get there. There's a, you know, you got to go to school, you got to get this training and then you'll be set. And it's like, that's not how it is with this at all. It's like everybody makes it in their own way. And then when you think you made it, you have to like keep, you got to keep climbing because before you know it, you'll be like in a valley again, you know?
Well, listen, congratulations on persisting, not staying in that valley, and it, and, you know, working so hard and coming up with this great new song and sound, the one that got away. And, you know, everybody can, there's, you're going to be visiting a lot of different cities and towns so people can see you. And congratulations also on, as well, being able to nurture a really wonderful relationship with Caleb. And, you know, that's also a great example to our audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. And it's been fun and I got a lot more work to do, but I'm learning a lot along the way.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, we can't wait to hear all of your new music, this new sound that you have coming, starting with the one that got away. So everyone, make sure you guys stream that and catch Maddie on the road.
Yes, go to maddiepoppy.com to be able to see where she's touring and buy tickets. Are there other places where they can buy tickets? And is your music available and all of the channels?
Yeah, so my music's available on all streaming platforms, and yeah, my website is the best place to go to get the tickets.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to keeping in touch with you, and let us know if you're going to be in New York City.
Yes.
I just was last night.
Oh.
Well, next time.
Yes. Definitely. Thank you so much again, Maddie.